I recently started a business and I want to share with you what I learned in the process. What's up, friends? Welcome to The Beautiful Mess, where we talk about tools and tactics to improve your life. I'm your host, Paul Didis, a YouTuber, podcaster, content creator, and a business owner. That was a recent thing. It kind of just happened. I was working for a organization, and unfortunately, they could not support the branch that I was working for, and so that, you know, got dissolved. However, this became an opportunity to start my own business, something that I've dreamed about doing. And let me tell you, it's been a whirlwind of an adventure, learning as I go along. And today I'm just going to share with you some of the things that I've learned along the way. First off, like, what is it like starting a business as a minimalist? So as a minimalist, I like to have my processes kind of laid out in a simple way so that I know, one, what is my objective? What do I want to accomplish in a quarterly, you know, each quarter? That way I have something to measure, and I want to keep that super simple. Honestly, like, the most important metric that I have for my business is just one thing. And right now that's a revenue goal. It's like, hey, every quarter I want to have X number of dollars in promised revenue. And so that has been a major catalyst in me keeping focused on those things that will bring in results. And so far, it's been going great. I'm super excited with everyone that I've worked with, like all the different businesses that I've worked with. It's just so exciting. They're super excited about, you know, getting new media, whether it's a website, video work, or maybe a podcast created, all these different elements. They're excited because all of a sudden it breathes new life into their business. And, they might not have the time to dedicate to making a good website or, you know, new things. But I just feel so honored and love coming in and helping these businesses adapt technology to improve what they're doing and to beautify their media that they have and make it stand out when they need it to. It was interesting going from, you know, having like a day job to all of a sudden realizing, like, hey, if I'm going to make this business run, I need to put some infrastructure in place. And so what does that look like? You know, you have to start up like an LLC, make your business, you know, you can do it as a sole proprietor. Right now, you know, I like to do mine as a single member LLC. And if you're not sure about these things, I highly recommend Googling it and understanding what makes sense for you and your situation if you're interested in doing that. But it's good to understand what is the foundation that you're building your business on. And then you're also going to need a bank account. Where are you going to store the funds that you're hopefully bringing in? And so that's something that took some time when setting up. It's like, hey, where can I find a bank account? And then the next thing is like figuring out, how are you going to receive those funds? What are the payment processor that you're going to use, or invoicing software? So you might use something like Square or Stripe. You might also consider something like Wave Apps, QuickBooks, or Zoho for invoicing or possibly accounting. Then you also want to track the people that you're communicating with. You want to understand where they are in your sales pipeline. You want to have a process that you bring people through so that you can give your customer like the best journey. You want to make them super fans of what you're doing so that not only are they excited about working with you, but they're like, it's simple. They don't think about the next step that they need to take. It's like, okay, I bring you on board. We're going to have this meeting. I'm going to send you a proposal. If that looks good, let's move forward and get you the results that you're looking for. Make it simple. So CRM, super helpful. Some of the CRMs that you can look at are HubSpot or Zoho. There's plenty of other ones out there, but those are some really good, powerful ones. And they offer a robust free version if you're looking, if you're just starting out. And then that's what I want to share with you too, is it's like, this is the stuff that I've learned just starting out and also, you know, from working and using different things. Another important tool in your arsenal is a project management software. I've tried many, many different ones, and I'm kind of a nerd when it comes to productivity tools. But one of the ones that I return to pretty often is Asana. Another great one is ClickUp. There's Monday.com. But honestly, like if you're looking for something that's free and a solid option, I would highly recommend Asana and ClickUp. Those are probably my top two. And then Notion as well. Notion is a great thing. It's not as much of a project management tool, I would say. However, it does have a lot of great features. Like it's like kind of like a website for your business where you can have all these documents, or maybe you can have your goals listed out in there. There's just a lot of things that you can do with Notion. So something to consider. Their databases in Notion are just fantastic. I love, you know, working in Notion databases. You're going to need some like an email or storage place. Right now I'm using the Google Workspace, which is fantastic for the price. I think it's about like $12 a month, which you get like 2 terabytes, which is, you know, great for most things. And then the rest you can store on your hard drives or wherever else. If you're in media where you have a lot of media that you need to store and secure. And then the other thing that you might consider when you're starting out is having a social media presence. And this is helpful in a couple different ways, is that you want to build a funnel or online presence. And there's a couple ways that I would recommend doing this, is that you probably want to create, you know, macro content. And by macro content, I mean, maybe it's a blog post. Maybe it's a YouTube video. Maybe it's a podcast. But those macro pieces of content are super important, just because if someone just sees like a TikTok video, they're not going to necessarily like be connected with you right there on the spot. That could be the doorway for them to explore more of what you have to offer. But it's not a real good way of them watching something that's long form, that they'll have more of a buy-in. I highly recommend thinking about what methods you can use. I'm a big fan of YouTube. It's such a great platform. And obviously it's free to post your content. And once you understand the algorithm and how to make good titles and thumbnails, you can go far. And the more you do it, you get better at your presentation, and you'll improve as you go. So highly recommend having a funnel that you can bring people in. Maybe consider getting a lead generator, maybe a PDF or a webinar that people can watch and, you know, learn more about what you're offering. And that way they become more interested in what you're doing. The other thing I'll say is that you can also have a personal brand. Personal brands are super important. Gary Vaynerchuk, obviously, Gary V, he's just, you know, big into the personal brand. And I would say, personally, I've seen huge results from just having a personal brand, you know, from having my own podcast, YouTube channel. That's led to work that I probably wouldn't have seen otherwise, because people can connect with me on a way that they couldn't unless they decided to call me up and we had a conversation. It's like I'm, you know, opening the world of Paul Dittus to anyone that searches my name. And so it's been great being able to establish those connections that I might not have otherwise had the opportunity to do so. So I think it's very important. The other thing is, if you're starting out and you're just like feeling insecure about what you're offering, don't look at it from the big perspective. Try to narrow down what you're offering. And what do I mean by that? So Pat Flynn, he has this idea of one person, one result. So what can you do for somebody? Maybe you're really good at graphic design. Maybe you see somebody that you know, or a local business that has a logo, and you think, I can totally do a great logo for them. And so maybe you offered to do it at a decent price for them where it's like a no brainer, like, hey, even if this logo sucks, like it's nothing's lost. Or maybe you offered to do it for free. I think that's a fantastic way of getting your foot in the door, is doing stuff for free. That's worked well for me in the past. I've done different things for people, sometimes not expecting much. And, you know, it's led to these wonderful relationships that, you know, led into business that I might not have otherwise been able to have if I wouldn't have offered my services for free. So highly recommend that you consider when you're starting offering your services for free, or maybe start with people that you know. That way you can feel a little bit more comfortable and confident when you're first starting out. And again, like, have your processes laid out, make the guesswork for your client as little as possible. You want to make it a wonderful experience for them from the beginning to end. You know, what does that mean? What should the expectation of your client be for communication? Like, are you going to reach out within 48 hours? Are you going to, you know, be very communicative via text or email? What is it that makes you stand out? And then also, like, what are those little touches that you can do during the process or maybe afterwards that fosters that relationship? Because in the end, it's a relationship, you know? It's not like those, I don't know, I just feel like those meet and greet kind of things for businesses, it can be a little bit stale. And I think people get that impression when they're starting a business, they have to like kind of have that mentality. But no, it's these relationships that you build with people, and a trust. So you have to be someone that's trustworthy of people putting their time and energy into having you perform the work. A buddy of mine, Donnie Collins, you know, talks about you want to be first and foremost in the mind of people. So when you think of Michael Jordan, you know, you think of basketball. And so what is that one thing that you're going to be first and foremost of? Maybe you're a great tech person. So whenever someone has a tech problem, they know, hey, I got to call John. John is a tech wizard. He knows exactly how to fix this. This is going to be the first person I reach out to. So, and then also make your friends and family aware of what you're offering. You know, make a website, make a simple page with the list of your offerings. It doesn't have to be fancy when you're first starting out. When I, you know, realized that I had to quickly throw together something, even though I do a lot of web design, I was like, hey, I'll just put together a Notion, some Notion pages. So in a pinch, something like that works great. It's better to do something than to, you know, wait. And so the other thing is like, be sure to be communicative. It's so important. Like whenever someone contacts you, like be at least diligent about responding to them in a timely fashion. Even if you can't maybe give them exactly what they're looking for right away, just say, hey, thanks for the message. I'll try to respond to you soon. I'm sure there's times where I failed at that, but I aim to be very responsive and try to get people what they need as much as I can. But then on the flip side, make sure you have stopping points or certain days where you are, you know, good about taking a step back and disconnecting. So, you know, make sure that you also have breaks from that. But you can do both, you know. Maybe you check your email twice a day, but then you respond to everyone during those two times, even if it's really quick. There are ways of kind of doing both. You just have to be smart about it. And I highly, highly recommend is writing out your goals, like I was talking about. And this is something, especially if you have a revenue goal, I recommend doing this, is you have a chart and you can chart from $0. So like on one spectrum of the chart, if you're listening to this, you can go onto YouTube, Spotify, or Facebook to listen, to watch this. I'm going to try to point things out to illustrate this, or I'll try to describe it as best I can. But on one corner of this, it's like a grid piece of paper, and you draw a line from one, the bottom, like it's you lay it out horizontal, the piece of paper horizontal, and in the bottom left, you put a line, and you draw that line across the page to the upper right corner. So from the bottom left to the upper right corner, so that you have a line. And then each day, or however often you want to measure things, like right now, I basically do it more or less every single week, where I chart how I'm doing process wise. And so the up and down will be the amount of money for the revenue. And then from the bottom to the end, the bottom side will be the days, the time. And so that line helps you understand where you're at. Are you above the diagonal line, or are you below it? If you're above it, great. If you're below it, what can you do to get above it? And so far, this has been a great like visual aid for like understanding where I'm at in a quarter, what maybe I need to do to get above that line, you know, close the gap. And it's been good to kind of have that visual reminder. Also, you can have, like, I also have a bullet journal. And each week, I kind of write out my weekly deliverables or people that I need to reach out to or follow up with. That way, I keep track of those things and stay on top of it for those people. So, yeah. What you want to track, and this is, I think it's Darren Hardy, like talks about what you measure, you know, you'll end up probably getting results, because if you measure it, you'll understand better what you can do to improve. But if you don't have no idea what you're doing, you don't know where you can improve or how you can improve. The same thing goes with time tracking. I'll highly recommend time tracking in two apps that right now I would recommend checking out if you want to start time tracking is Toggle, T-O-G-G-L, and also ClickUp has a built-in timer into it. I mean, this is amazing. Oh, actually, one more, three. SunSama. That's another fantastic app if you're looking to get started time tracking, because time tracking is, it opens your eyes to how long something takes. Because you might think like, hey, I can finish this project in, let's say, 10 hours, and it takes like 40. You way underestimate it, and you probably quoted someone way under what it should have been. So it's important to understand your time that you spend, especially on those routine things, because maybe you'll realize like, hey, I'm spending this much time. Does it actually need to be that much time? Often not. And in the end, like, what's important is to focus on what matters and understand the why behind what you're doing, you know, and to ask yourself that question a little bit more as you dive in deeper. Like, you know, at the first time you ask yourself, you might be like, I just want to make money. I want to make lots of money. And the next time you ask yourself, you're like, I want to, you know, be able to, you know, move or like go to different places without having to worry about 9-to-5 time slot. And then the next time you do it, you might be like, I want to spend more time with my family. And the next time you do it, it's like, if I am able to support myself, maybe I can get a dog. You know, who knows? Whatever your case is, there might be that underlying reason that you can focus in on that'll help you stay motivated and understand why you're doing this in the first place. For me, like it's just great to have the freedom of like working on projects that I'm super passionate about with people that are excited about the end result. For me, that's exciting. And then also to have like the freedom of my schedule and to own my time and say like, okay, this is my time. How can I best spend my time to bring about the best results for my clients? And then also, so maybe there are other projects that I'm working on for my personal brand, YouTube, podcasting, things like that. So, make sure you have a process and understand what really matters, especially when you're first starting out. Don't necessarily get bogged down by things like making your website look I know like it's probably contradictory for me to say this because I do a lot of websites. But like when you're first starting out, your website might not be the most important thing. Maybe the most important thing is like bringing food on the table, bringing in sales. So instead of focusing on making your website look 100% perfect, you should be going out there talking to people. Not to say that your website is important. It is important because it's kind of your face, your online presence. So when people look you up on Google, hopefully you're ranking in search and they can understand what you're doing and why they should do business with you. If you want to look at my business, it's Didis Solutions LLC. That's the name I came up with, you know, when I was like, hey, I need a name, what it can be. Eventually I might change it, but for now, that's what it is. And so it's been an exciting journey. Hopefully, you know, maybe I can do another one of these as time goes on and share with you little gems and nuggets of what I learned as a minimalist starting a business and what, you know, if this is something that you're interested in, I'd love to hear from you. Feel free to DM me. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, most social media platforms at Paul Didis. Write me a message. Let me know about what you're thinking about starting your business. Would love to chat. And if you want to be part of the Messy Fam, I mean, I'm super excited about this. We got like 117 subscribers. Like, they kind of came out of the blue. Like, we were at 100, and then all of a sudden, like, just kind of like a week or two, I just blew up. So super excited to have you all. I mean, yeah. It's like crazy to think that how much this has grown. But yeah, be sure to rate, review, subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And until next time, my friends, stay messy.